You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and this is a very special episode of the podcast because I was given the opportunity of interviewing two alphas at the same time. I was double penetrated on the podcast by none other than Diesel Derek and Flexmaster Joe. Anyone in the FinDom space knows these two very hot, very sexy, very good-looking, and it turns out very, very funny young alphas. They're two of the more high-profile alphas in the scene. And I gotta tell you, I had an absolute fucking blast interviewing these two. Just to set this up before I start in on this with a recorded interview, okay? Out of the clear blue sky, Master Derek contacted me and said, I'm with Flexmaster Joe right now if you want to do an interview. And I had been pestering Master Derek in particular to do an interview for some time. And, you know, it just never happened. And I didn't ever think it was going to happen. And suddenly here's this offer. So I basically stopped everything I was doing and I just waited. And eventually they came on line and we got into a Skype interview out of nowhere. They were eating Burger King and, you know, waiting for whores to show up. And they had spent some time prior to breeding to talk to me. So it was very, very impromptu. I was not prepared at all for any questions other than, you know, I could talk to a wall for 10 minutes. So I just, you know, winged it. And I got to tell you, this interview was so much fucking fun that, and I, just listening to it now, there's so many other things that I really wish I'd been prepared to ask them, because, and I could do this, I could do another interview tomorrow. Like, I absolutely had a blast with those two, and I there's so many other things I want to ask them and know more about. So hopefully we get another chance to do more of this, because I really loved talking to both of them. So I'm going to stop talking now. And I'm going to introduce you to a side of Master Derek and Master Joe that you may not have ever seen before. So here's my interview with these two stunning young alphas.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Well, I am here with a surprise guest on the podcast. This was a last minute thing. I'm here with Diesel Derek.
Yo.
And Flexmaster Joe.
What's up, pussies?
Now, everybody in FinDom is familiar with both of these guys. Certainly, they have made themselves known to faggots everywhere around the world. Why do you think that is? Let me just ask that question first. What is it about you two?
We're young. And we're clearly pretty alpha.
I just think we're easy to get obsessed with.
Well,
we feed into everyone's fetishes so easily. It's just natural to us.
Yeah. It comes natural to us, obviously. We have good physiques.
Obviously, if you like something, you're going to keep going to it.
Mm-hmm. And we know how to get inside of packets heads pretty easily.
It's like Burger King.
It took me a while to understand it.
We always say we're never going to go back to Burger King because we want to look good, but we're eating Burger King.
Right. Same thing. You're setting a bad example for weightlifters everywhere.
I mean, yeah. If a weightlifter wants to freaking make thousands of dollars in a day.
Yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit later. How old are both of you? Master Derek, you're 19, correct?
We're both 19. He's only a month older than
me. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep.
Now, how long have you known each other?
Consistently 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him since kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I've known of him, but we never really talked.
Now, there's
we've been like friends for like 2 years.
Okay. So you didn't talk to each other before that, or?
No.
Not really.
It's weird, isn't it? I think you guys would have gravitated to each other earlier than that, but nice. But now the other alphas that hang with you guys in your little group, I guess, are they all classmates or do you know them from school? Friends. Or work?
No, we all went to the same school.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Same school.
Yeah.
What a class that must have been. Just a class of alphas. Oh, yeah.
Class of alphas. We were clowns in there.
Yeah, I bet.
School's a fucking joke.
Yeah. You didn't like school very much?
Oh, I was dirty in school. I was so dirty.
I was a bad kid.
I hated school, but
there's pussy everywhere at school.
Oh my god.
Yeah, of course.
There's pussy in this apartment too.
Mm-hmm.
There will be.
Tonight. Oh yeah, probably in like an hour. Yeah.
Oh really? You guys have girls coming over tonight?
Like every night.
Oh, I see. Are these hookups? Are they girlfriends?
Always.
Always hookups. Always hookups. We don't.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. You don't fuck your girlfriends.
We're too young and we're trying to live our lives. We're too young and rich to be being tied down right now.
Yeah, of course. It's not worth it. I don't recommend that alphas ever get attached, actually, because I hear too many sob stories from alphas. Over,
yeah,
I've heard they complain.
That's like our one weakness.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Woman.
Of course, they're your kryptonite. Yeah,
basically.
So yeah.
I was good. Bears.
Well, exactly. Of course. I knew you would like that. Alphas fall for pussy and they end up getting married and having kids. And then suddenly they're like, wait a minute, I'm alpha. I need to hunt and conquer new prey. Yeah. So
and destroy puss.
Destroy puss. Hear that, lady? Hear that, ladies? There's no ladies listening to this.
I highly doubt there'll be ladies watching this.
Well,
gay guys with their dicks hard.
A lot of penis.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we know how to manipulate.
That's true. So let's talk a little bit about that. So when did you first come to understand faggots or understand what could be done with faggots?
When a faggot said that my skin looked delicious and sent me $300 for it.
When I was consistently making on a money every day.
I mean,
well, but how did it start? How did it start? I mean,
ask him.
Okay.
Was he the first one?
He was here first, so he should tell you.
I'll tell you the whole story. Okay. I was always like a fitness freak since I was 14 years old. And I would always post shirtless pictures on Instagram, me just flexing, whatever. No, didn't really, not for this or whatever, just like for myself. One day, I would get a ton of messages from, like, gay dudes, and I'd be like, ew, like, get the fuck out of my DMs, like. And, like, one day, I saw a pair of shoes that I wanted, a pair of Yeezys, and
ugh,
I was like, how the fuck am I going to get? They were, like, $400, and I was like, how the fuck am I going to get these? I really want them so bad, and I don't even want to work. I don't want to do anything. So I went in my DMs. Some guy was like, oh, all you got to do is flex your muscles for 10 minutes. And I'll pay you, like, $40. And, like, it took me a while to think about it, and I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. So I was my first consistent customer after that. Like, she just kept buying shows and shows, and eventually I was able to afford them. And then as soon as I turned 18, I've done enough of this shit where I learned, like, that it could be a business. And that's when I started posting more on my social media, turning it more into a business than just, like, a side thing. Because I used to work with my dad. Like, I used to, like, work in the union doing tile floors and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm making more money doing FinDom in an hour than I am working an eight-hour fucking shift busting my ass. I get to work out. I get to do what I want. And I make a ton of fucking money from it. Right. It's just all about, you know, making it last now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I invest my money. I'm not an idiot.
Well, that's good. I know you had a recent video where you said something along those lines. And that's good. A lot of younger alphas who get involved with this kind of thing, they waste it. So Master Joe, you started doing that. Did like Master Derek and your other friends see the money you were making and just go, wait a minute, I want some of that.
So my friend Alpha J, I'm sure you know him, right?
Yes.
So he was the first person I put onto this.
Oh.
So I was hanging out with him, and like he saw how much money I was making. And he was like, "Yo, what do you do? Like, how do you make so much money?" And I was like, "Oh, I do stocks. I do drop shipping." And he was like, "No, you fucking don't. Shut the fuck up." And I was like, "You know what? I don't give a fuck." So I was like, I told him what I do, and he was like, "Yo, that's sick. I want to do that too." So then I was like, "Are you serious, bro? Like, I'll put you onto it. I don't really care." So I made him an account, made him a name. And then gave him a little shout out. We would do duos, and he took it and made it, did his own thing with it,
mm-hmm.
You know. And then I was like, I don't know, like. And then we would always go to the gym together, and he had no fucking idea, no clue what I was doing. And I don't even know. I don't really remember. I think I was just like, how did I tell you? Like,
I called you, and I'm pretty sure I was like.
I was fucking.
No, we weren't.
You weren't?
No, we were on the phone, bro. I was working at Chuck E. Cheese.
Everyone has a story. I was working at KFC.
I worked at KFC with him.
Yeah.
I was working at Chuck E. Cheese, arguing with my girlfriend. And I was like, bro, I need to make more money. And Kenny was like, I need. Oh, fuck. He was like, oh, I got a way that you can make money. He was like, oh, I do cam shows. And I was like, well, what the fuck?
Not yet. At first.
And then literally like, the first, it was like a month after.
Yeah, it was. It was a while after.
A month after. I said, fuck it. And I did it. Made $300 on my first day. And I was like,
this is fucking what?
And then I just took off. I took it to my own
level. Yeah, he took it to his own level.
Yeah, you definitely have. Let's talk about levels for a second, okay? Because you guys keep dancing around the money issue, so let's just talk about it. So what is...
Oh my God.
So much money to knock the camera over. What is the most money that you've made in a week?
17.
Okay. 17,000? Or 1,700. Okay.
17,000.
Okay. What about you, Master Joe?
I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I mean, probably.
Let's talk
about more, like probably 15,000.
Uh-huh. So, what was the largest drain you ever had in your?
Within what time frame?
Just like one draining session.
For me, it was 4,000 an hour.
Mine was 4,000.
Okay.
It was like 40, 42.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Weird,
mine was like 42 also, so weird.
The 17,000, Master Derek, that you took in a week, what did that consist of? Were those meetups? Were they online?
It was meets, drains. At the time when I had my website, I had a lot of videos that were selling really good,
mm-hmm.
But it was mostly meets. A lot of people pay a lot of money for my meets.
I'm sure.
There was like a span of time where like for a month straight, I was really doing nothing but meets.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
So like you guys have done it for about a year and a half or 2 years, somewhere in that range.
I've been doing it since October of 2020.
I'm going to be honest here.
That's it? It's been around longer than that, haven't you?
Has it? Or maybe 2019.
Yeah, because I've known you for a while.
Yeah. I've technically done my first show when I was 16. That's when I first did my first show. I didn't start taking it serious until I was 18.
Right.
So I've been doing this for like quite a while.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the most that you've made in a year?
I don't want to disclose that information.
Yeah, that's...
Why not? You're not paying taxes on it?
I'm paying taxes.
Oh, okay.
We're paying taxes.
Well, your faggots want to know because it turns them on. It makes them want to contribute more. You know that,
right? Just know, all you got to know is I bought my dream car. I live in a fucking apartment that, I mean, my apartment cost me like $3,000 a month I pay. Which is like, that's not bad. That's easy for me. So,
yeah.
What's my phone at? Hold on, I need to check what my battery's at.
And I'm pretty comfortable. I got a decent amount of money in the bank, so that's all you guys got to know. At 19 years old, I'm doing pretty fucking damn well for myself. And so is
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I don't want to go
into what is your dream car?
My dream car was a Tesla.
Oh, you got a Tesla.
I wanted a Tesla, so I got the best Model 3 you can buy.
Awesome.
I bought a performance Model 3 with full self driving.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh my god.
There's
a phone vibrating.
Yo, what if I got a tripod?
Get the fucking tripod. Jesus fucking Christ. Shit.
So, Master Derek, are you making more than Master Joe? He said something along the lines of, like, you were taking it to a different level, so I didn't know if you were...
Compared to everyone else that you know that's branched off from Joe, I've taken it to a different level.
Hmm.
But I guess I wouldn't say I make more than him. I think we make a good amount.
Yeah, sure.
Close amount. We're pretty close.
We're both pretty close.
I just don't spend my money.
I'm
more open with like my money than he is.
I don't.
He doesn't. He money. Saves all of it. I'm like
really.
That's I spend
smart.
I used to. I don't spend as much as I used to. I'm definitely more conservative than I was.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that the what is it. What's required to not spend the money? I mean, do you just have to have a certain maturity, or is it...
Yeah, it's the maturity. It is the maturity. It's maturity and just understanding.
Discipline.
And discipline, yeah, and just understanding, you know, like, you have to save your money. Like, why are you going to buy dumb shit? Like, first of all, I don't know how long this shit's going to last. Like, you know, who the fuck knows? That's why I'm saving it and investing it.
After the fall. Right.
We're both setting ourselves up for the future, 100%.
Exactly.
We're right. Both going to be rich. Nice.
You're already kind of rich anyway, already, so.
For our age.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I look up to other people.
Damn, that
shit. I look up to fucking...
Damn, that shit smells.
God damn, bro, come on.
Is there going to be more fucking fries?
There's an advantage of doing cam interviews rather than in-person interviews, I guess. That way I don't have to fart and hear smell farts, you know. But
I guess so.
But I guess a question I have among younger alphas, you guys are the most aggressive kind of. You almost seem angry at faggots. Like, is that a proper?
You have no clue. Okay. You have no clue how often people tell me that.
Yeah, me too.
I bet that's true. They think that's very true. I can imagine very much.
It's what they like. I do what's gonna bring them back. And if that's what they want, I'm gonna give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also gonna put my own twist on it, so it's just not me giving them what they want.
Uh-huh. Right. So you're just, it's an act.
No.
Somewhat. I wouldn't say it was an act. If a faggot were to come up to me and try to lick me, I'd slap him across
the
face.
It's not really an act.
Faggots, no.
Like, it's an act, okay. Insurance style, you know?
Okay. It's ample. It's amplified, basically.
No, no, no. Yeah, my hand will be amplified on their face.
No. What I'm saying is what you do, what you project in FinDom is an amplification of what you naturally are. It's not, you don't walk around.
You think we're angry? You think we hate faggots all the time? We like want to kill them all? No,
it's not like that. It's not like that.
No. Okay, like, you're not.
If a faggot came up to me and tried to do half of the things that they say to me over here, I would hit them with a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean,
you're not touching me.
Yeah.
I understand. But I mean, faggots do touch you in meetups, correct?
But that's another reason why we're so good, because it's
not you, Master Derek.
My meets, I don't like when they touch me.
Oh, well, I'm not saying you, I'm saying you have to like it, but they do touch you.
I don't let them.
You don't let them? Oh, no. I see. So what are the meat? What do your meats consist of, Master Derek?
The ones that I make the most money on are when I wear my boots and I just leave imprints and shit, talk shit, call them faggots, this and that.
I mean,
like, to a certain extent, yeah, you can touch me, but, like, if you do something that I don't like, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah. Right. Is that something that you have to discuss with them beforehand? Like, these are the rules? Oh, I do. Okay.
I'm sure.
Oh, wait. Like, discuss that. I don't want them touching me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe you just let them do what they want, and then you just beat the shit out of them whenever they cross your invisible line. You know.
Nah.
Okay. So, would you guys consider either one of you to be homophobic?
I wouldn't say I'm homophobic, because, like...
No, actually.
I'm not scared of homo people. I'm not scared of gays.
Well, but the homophobic
and I'm not, like, necessarily... Like,
means you hate gays.
It's like, I'm not scared of them, one. I'm not... If I saw one in person and, like, he was right in front of me, I wouldn't be like, I know what homophobic is. You don't need to give me a lecture. if I freaking saw one in person, like, I wouldn't, like, automatically be like, all right, like, get away. But it's just some homos are just too open, and it's, like, disgusting to me.
Okay.
Cringe.
No, I would say it's disgusting. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
If a fucking gay guy comes up to me, and he's touching me, and he wants to do this, he wants to do that without my consent or, like, anything, I'm gonna show you that I don't want you near me. Simple. I don't care if you think that's homophobic or not. I don't want you touching me.
Well, I mean, I definitely think that everybody's got, you know, personal space that they want respected, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. But of course you guys are now in this space, and you guys have, you know, unlike a lot of your fellow cash masters, you guys show your face and you show your body and stuff. So you are gonna be recognized on the street, right?
I think so.
Well, if I saw you walking down the street, I would recognize you.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, but, like, the FinDom industry isn't, like, crazy big, to be honest. Like, we're not, like, if you see a porn star walking on the street, like, a known porn star versus someone who's a FinDom, like, FinDom isn't, like, how many people do you think really do FinDom?
But the amount of people that know about us, it is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty big in the FinDom space, but compared to the whole world, it's going to be hard to find us.
Sure, I know, but, like, in your hometown, in your hometown, how many people know about what you do, like where you live?
Oh, basically everybody.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that there's probably gay guys that live in your town, and they see you walking at the mall or something, you know.
I went to Virginia. Me and him went to Virginia, and this guy, he was working at a little kiosk, and I walked by. He took his phone out and he was like, hey, and I was like, what's up? But I didn't want to talk to him. He looked like a fucking weirdo wearing flip-flops, freaking disgusting, had a whole beard. He was a weird guy. And he walked up to me. He was like Lebanese or something. And he was like, you know, in my country, you'd be a model. And I was like, okay, like, I don't give a fuck. So he asked me for my Instagram, gave him my Instagram, and it turns out that he wanted me to send him feet pics and shit, and wanted me to dominate him and stuff. And he sent me money.
Okay.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it's a small world. Like, I don't understand why you guys have this.
A lot of faggots.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, that's why. Okay, I know. That's why I said when you guys get recognized down the street, you guys started arguing with me about it. Well, that's why I said that, because there's lots of faggots out there watching you, you know.
Oh, that video you just posted is fucking cool.
Oh, thank you.
That fucking that was cool. The way it started with me and then it ended with me and Joe. That shit was
Exactly. Well, look, here's the thing. I don't think, and I've actually told you this on DMs, that nobody says the word faggot hotter than you do, Master Derek, okay? And that is the truth. I mean, there's kind of an anger to it that is just very...
faggot.
Exactly. You can do it on command. See, that's how good it is. But it really is. And the first time that I ever heard you say the word faggot the way you say it, I just kind of, there's like electric bolt went through my body. I was like, oh my gosh, you know.
I can tell you're kind of obsessed.
Can you?
I can kind of tell. Because totally... every time I would like go on your account, I'd always be like one of the first accounts that I see, and it's a new post that you retweet.
Yes, Master. I mean, I'm totally fangirling out right now.
Got talking to the top dog here right now.
That's right. But I just think to myself, like when I was a younger faggot, when I was first starting out, you know, you guys remind me of the alphas that I was associated with. And you like, I was afraid to approach alphas like you most of the time. So, and I think a lot of faggots watch you and they feel the same thing, you know, that kind of sense of fear.
You'd be surprised. Some of the people that send me the most money are the faggots that message me and they say, I was scared to message you, but here I am now. And they're like the people that send me the most money.
Mm.
That's all I care about.
It's strange, isn't it? Because honestly, you guys are allowing some of these faggots, like... So you have this deluxe apartment right next to an airport. Anyway,
that was a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, okay. So
I got a self-cleaning vacuum.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't have to clean.
That's why you would have faggots. You would own faggots to clean for you.
I don't know if I'm a faggot here, but
no. Then that's another question I guess I wanted to ask. But I mean, there's so much. So much going on over there. This was, dear listeners, this was not planned. So you have to, I apologize for all the distractions. So this is one thing I wanted to get to, though. You guys are providing a fantasy for faggots that maybe can't or are too afraid to actually go out and serve in person, right? Don't you feel like that's true? And
so, without the internet?
Yeah.
Hold on. My phone's going to die. Let's go put it on the charger.
I feel bad. We keep interrupting.
Well, if he wants to freaking have the thing done, my phone has to recharge, right? All right, you can keep going.
Okay. So the fantasy element, do you guys have some concept of that part of it, that you are providing that fantasy service?
So me when I was younger and like my whole life, I've always been into psychology and how the human brain works and how to manipulate people. You can literally ask him on like a personal level. I fuck with this kid's head so much and it is so funny.
Nah, he's good at it.
It is so funny. Like it's just oh, fuck. So, like, I know how to, like...
Here, turn it sideways if you can. Can you turn it sideways?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
That looks pretty cool.
There we go.
So, yeah, I just always like how, like, the human mind works. So I did a whole bunch of
research and like
let's see.
And fetishes and shit like that. So I know how to feed into it.
Yeah.
Do I know how it feels personally to have that fetish? Fuck no.
No,
I know is what my customers tell me, what they want, how to feed into it, and I use it for the next customer as well.
This is easily the worst video of all time. I mean,
yeah, I apologize.
Well, now I'm looking at Master Joe's bulge, so that's kind of nice. I get a free show, everybody. So,
yeah, you're lucky you were even on here.
Put it closer.
Thank you, Master. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, that's better. So, now look at that. Why couldn't we have just started this way?
Yeah.
Instead of heart or.
Well, we were eating.
Burger King and shit and all that belching and farting and. Dropping the phone.
We're kind of on a time schedule here. We got bitches coming over.
That's right. I know. I'm sorry. So, in terms of, well, you mentioned the women. So, obviously, you guys have lots of women, I guess, that you fuck on a regular basis. Are they? Do they understand what they are in your life?
Just bitches and just to fuck. Yeah.
Just holes to fuck, basically.
Not always.
I don't know if they do. But as long as I get in there and I'm out, I'm fine.
Do you guys use condoms or you just pull out and shoot?
No condom.
I never use a condom.
Oh yeah. Never?
Never.
I mean, if you time it correctly, you're fine. But you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, so
That's good.
I'm actually really good.
I'm a pro.
Yeah, I'm a pro at this point in pulling out.
Good. So let's talk about the future. So you guys are investing your money in stocks and things of that sort, correct?
He is. I'm not.
Okay. So you're just saving.
Holding on the fiat currency.
What did you say, Master Joe?
He's holding on the fiat currency. I'm holding on to Bitcoin.
Oh, I see. Okay. You have any stock tips?
From like
Bitcoin?
Invest in Bitcoin and just hold it and don't panic.
Yeah,
don't really, yeah.
That's. I have a buddy that's panicking all the time.
There's no point in panicking; it's always going to go up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, future in terms of faggots. So, do you see this as sort of a temporary thing? I mean, you guys are not going to be doing this when you're 40 years old, probably. So,
no, I'm not doing this when I'm 40.
You'll be.
Very I'm retiring by the time I'm like 25.
Okay. From the scene?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Same with you, Master Derek?
As early as possible.
Yeah, it's kind of like the goal. Like, that's no, like, seriously, it's like the goal.
Okay, yeah.
Just use your faggots as much as we can until we're rich enough to retire.
Okay, there you go. I mean, that's about as plain as you can put it. So I guess that answers my next question, which is, would you be considering using alpha or faggots for like domestic service, slave service?
Nah.
Okay. I don't like cleaning my room. So
okay.
I use a faggot to clean my room whenever I want for free. Yeah. So if you want to clean my room, faggot.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to be your domestic faggot. I'd have your dinner ready for you every day and night. To be honest,
in my opinion, you fags are kind of only good for your cash, in my eyes. Oh, anything okay. else, it's just, I don't even want anything else.
I just want you to clean my room.
Can I do your laundry?
Hell yeah, just don't get your fag.
No, but I'd probably sniff them.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry, Master.
That's exactly why I don't want a faggot to clean my shit.
I said that on purpose just to see if you like psychology, right? So I was just testing you, Master Derek. That's why I said that.
Psychology is my shit.
Actually, I wasn't kidding. I would be sniffing your laundry.
I know you weren't kidding. I learned to not take to notice. I know everything about faggots at this point.
Yeah.
So much.
The ins and outs.
Oh, really? I was kidding. What kind of ins and outs?
Oh, we know how to get really deep inside your head.
You can't say that to a faggot, bro.
No, he loves it.
You can't say that to a faggot. You can't say that to a faggot like me because I have a sense of humor and I have a brain, so you know. Okay, well, I'll let you go so that you guys can go fuck women, but I did really appreciate the chance to talk to both of you guys. You're both sort of semi legends in the scene, I would say. And
this is just the beginning. Yeah. We're only 19.
Yeah.
I know.
Not somewhere in our 20s.
Just wait till summer hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I will say this, Master Derek, you do have delicious looking skin, but also I will say this. I think you are probably one of the sexiest young alphas in the scene, period. Whenever you said that I was obsessed with you or whatever, well, probably I was or am.
I can tell you're really obsessed with
him. You are. Oh, your confidence is killing me. So, but I do really appreciate the conversation. It was really nice talking to you both in hearing your plans for everything. I'm glad you're not wasting the money and the time you've got here because it's really, really, you've stumbled onto something amazing.
And we're taking advantage of it as much as we can.
And nature blessed you both with alphahood and you should use it fully. So I'm proud of you both for doing that. So thank you very much, both of you.
Later, faggots.
End transmission. I don't know what you can say, okay? I don't know what to say about that interview other than, again, I had so much fucking fun. I had so much fun. It was hard to contain my glee, actually. I mentioned in the interview that I was fangirling out. Well, I was definitely fangirling out. This faggot had a fucking wide on. That's nasty. But I had so much fun, and I thank Master Derek and Master Joe for a great time. I could have done it for 3 hours if they had 3 hours to spare. It was just so much fun. And so I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. There's probably no way that you did, but like, I really loved it. And this is definitely going to be a video podcast as well as the audio version you're listening to. But I think we're going to have to do something special with that video podcast. I don't know. But I loved every minute of it, and I thank both of them very much for being a part of it and letting me be a little part of their life for half an hour. So anyway, I will talk to you very soon. I love you all very much. Take care. Bye.